Welcome back, everyone, to The Xamarin Show. I'm your host, James Montemagno, and today I have one of my best friends in the entire world from Belgium, Nico, on the show. How's it going?
Doing good. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's awesome because all the MVPs are in town, which means I get to learn about so many things that I never even knew about.
Awesome.
Yeah, so maybe, you know, you're in town, maybe people never heard of Nico. What do you do, and what do you do as an MVP program, too?
So I'm a consultant in Belgium. For the MVP program, I'm part of the Windows Development MVPs.
Oh, cool.
So I spend a lot of time writing XAML-based applications, WPF, UWP, Xamarin Forms, obviously.
Very cool. So you've been in the XAML world then for a while,
I guess.
Yeah. So, well, I'm really excited because you actually have a tool for Visual Studio 2017 and 2019 that I use personally, and I wanted to get you on to share it with the world. Do you want to tell everyone about it?
Sure. So it's a Visual Studio extension. It's called XAML Styler. It was actually started by someone else back in Visual Studio 2010. But it never got upgraded to newer versions of Visual Studio. It was open source, so I decided to fork it and keep it modern, keep it fresh. And we've ported it to newer versions of Visual Studio. We're currently a two-person team, myself and Dave, who works at Microsoft. We try to keep this in check. What the extension basically does is it formats your XAML to have a clean layout, to keep everything consistent.
Styled,
yeah. That might be a good word.
It's in the name. It's a XAML styler. So it's a way to keep the XAML styled in a specific way all the time.
Yes.
In a nutshell, really.
That's
XAML styler. Very cool. So what does that mean, though? Because doesn't Visual Studio kind of do some of that for me automatically?
Visual Studio doesn't style your XAML very much. It does a great job for like code files, but not for XAML.
Okay. So how does XAML styler help us? Like, how do I get started and what will it do?
Well, to get started, you go to the Visual Studio Marketplace,
okay.
Or in Visual Studio itself, you look for extensions and you search for XAML Styler.
Okay.
But you will find a few of them.
You want to show us the official one here? Let's pop over here.
So if we go to...
It's in the new extensions.
It's in the new extensions.
Yes, we hit it.
Wow.
We hit it by making it way more apparent, yeah.
So if you go online and you search for XAML Styler, in 2019, you will find the correct one.
Okay.
If you want to use it in 2015, there's a 2.x version still available. And if you want to go to 2010, 2012, there's the original one.
Okay.
Out of respect for the original author, we decided to not be compatible with the very old versions.
Got it.
So that his work is not undone.
Okay. So you have it installed already. It looks like I see that little green checkbox. Cool.
We are nearing 40,000 downloads.
Very
cool. This version. So.
Nice.
You install that one, and that actually gives you a right-click option, format XAML.
So you're in a XAML file.
I'm
you
in
right-click.
A XAML file. You right-click, and you get format XAML.
Okay.
Now, out of the box, once you hit Control-S, it formats your XAML.
Oh, very cool. So anytime you hit Control-S, boom.
Yes. Or you hit the Save All in the file menu. That triggers it as well.
So what did it just do? Can you still control Z?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So when you hit, you installed it, you hit save. Now, what did it actually do though? It styled it, but to what style?
It styled it to our default settings.
Okay.
If you want to change it, you can go to Tools Options in Visual Studio, and you will see that you have now a XAML Styler option.
Okay.
And these are all the options we have for styling. These have grown over the years.
Every single person that used it, like, what about this? What about this?
Yeah, and we're also having a lot of edge cases where a very special kind of XAML statement doesn't format like they were expecting it.
Mm.
We're working through them, but they are really edge cases.
Got it.
One I tend to change is the keep first attribute on same line. Default is false. I like this one to be true. Other ones are, where are they? So we can, for example, reorder grids children to be ordered according to grid columns, grid rows.
Oh, okay. So kind of consistent. So if you accidentally put columns before rows, it just does it for you.
So this was actually a community contribution.
Oh, cool.
We really liked it, but we have set the default to false because it can give issues in certain XAMLs. So yeah, you can change here whatever you want, and then that will be your way of formatting, of styling your XAML.
Very cool. So can you give a pretty good example of like what it did in this default file, like when you hit Control S, as far as like, you know, what are we seeing, and then point out some of the differences?
Yeah. So the project I have here is the default summary forms template, just on the new project. So it's
and what we didn't style it perfect out of the box.
Well, it's actually styled pretty well.
Okay, nice.
But for example, the first attribute on the same line is set here. In the settings, it's still set to false.
Mm.
So that's why it jumps down.
Got it. And everything also lines up really nice, I see too.
Yes. So if you do like this, hit Control S.
Oh, got it. That's cool. I like that.
Interesting to know is how this works under the hood.
Okay.
So it loads in the complete XAML tree. And now we use the XML APIs in .NET to style everything, to set the spacing.
Yeah.
And then we just clear the XAML file completely and we override it with a formatted version.
Oh, very cool.
So that's how it works.
Nice. Now, one thing I thought was pretty interesting when I was using the extension is that, like, we see that it's styling it, but it seemed as also though it could help with a consistency. Let's say this padding, right? It's 10, but that 10 is actually 10, 10, 10, 10 because it's 10 in all areas.
Mm-hmm.
And it seemed as though XAML Styler had some like settings for that too, right? To actually control the consistency of spaces versus commas and stuff like that too, right?
Other consistency where it can help is you can actually have a configuration file that you can check into source control and share with your team. So the entire team has the same settings.
Well, cool. Kind of like an editor config almost.
Yeah.
Pretty XAML similar. Config. Kind of.
XAMLStyler.settings, actually.
There you go. Nice.
So here's the documentation for it on our GitHub. So we have the default configuration here.
Yeah.
So you can just copy paste it. And if you add a file called settings.xamlstyler and you add it into your project folder, and then XAMLStyler will pick up on that one.
Wow, that's really actually nice for. I'm thinking about doing this now for like Xamarin Essentials, which I help with the team with, because we have an editor config and, you know, our XAML, sometimes it gets styled correct and sometimes it doesn't. And then we can just tell everyone to go do this.
Yeah.
Is there a way to have XAML Styler not be active for a project? Like, can I disable it for unless one of these files is there? Like, is that an option? Or once it's on always?
Once it's on, it's on. You can disable the format on save.
Okay.
So that you really have to manually trigger the command.
Oh, okay.
That you can do.
Nice.
On the other hand, if you have a solution with multiple projects that contain XAML, you can put the settings.xamlstyler file in the solution folder. So it will actually travel down from the project folder to the solution folder and see if the settings file is there.
Oh, very cool. Yeah. Nice. That's awesome. So what are some of the other stylings that you can do?
Let's jump back into the options.
Because it seems like it's very highly customizable.
Yes, it is. Like, for example, the attribute tolerance, the amount of attributes that you can have on a line.
Oh, okay.
So first attributes. We even count characters per line.
Oh, wow.
If it's set to zero, it just ignores it. What else is here?
All these little toggles and changes and all those little things, right?
Yeah. Also, this one. I just talked about the configuration file.
Yeah.
If you don't want to have it in your project or solution folder, you can just specify a path here.
Oh, okay. Just put it right there.
Yeah.
Very nice.
And this is pretty new as well. The search to drive root, if you set that to true, it will search beyond the solution folder as well. It will go all the way to the root of your drive.
Oh, very cool. Nice. I see that thickness formatting. That's where I see the margin, the padding. That's the one that I was thinking of. Very cool. So you can change between comma or spaces or things like that. Very cool. So what type of feedback or how do people get active in the project?
So we have our GitHub, which is on github.com/xavalon. So that's a kind of like a wing back to the original WPF code name, Avalon.
Avalon, yeah.
So this is the XAML starter team. That's me and Dave. People can get involved by raising issues here, participate in the conversation.
Yeah.
And of course, doing pull requests.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
New features are always welcome.
Yeah, I'm really happy that I had you on because I didn't know anything about that actual configuration file. Like now, I'm gonna go to all my projects and have the perfect XAML styling in all my files.
Awesome.
Awesome, Nico. Yeah, thanks for coming on and showing it off.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. So we'll put all the links to the show notes so you can install it and both all the older versions to GitHub so people can get active, all the things. Thanks again, Nico. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Awesome. And of course, thanks to everyone for tuning in. Don't forget to subscribe on YouTube, Channel 9, ding that bell, get those notifications. I'm James Montemagno. This has been The Xamarin Show, and thanks for watching. Hey, James here. Just wanted to check in and thank you for watching this video. Now do all the things that you know you want to do, such as like, subscribe, and ding that notification bell to become part of the notification squad. While you're here, check out all these awesome videos that I've already recorded. Click on that thing. Click it. Watch it. Do it.